morning, I'm Andy Bates. It is Tuesday morning, January 5th, 7:45 Central Time. Joining me in studio this morning, Tracy Quatham from Life and Health Ministries here at the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning.
Good to have you in studio. This is kind of a regular thing now.
It is. Thanks for having me back.
Always glad to have you in studio, talking about what's going on in Life and Health Ministries. This time of year, we certainly do talk about Life Ministry quite a bit with the anniversary of Roe versus Wade. We have a lot of things this time of year that help us remember the sanctity of life and the March for Life, marches, I should say, plural, coming up very soon.
Right. In January, we will have LCMS Life Ministry present both in Washington, D.C. and in San Francisco.
It's January.
Well,
isn't it
January?
I keep forgetting that it's January.
So about 2 weeks.
I don't know how many times I told my wife, oh, well, we'll do that in January. That's coming up in January. It is January, which is funny because the last week of December, I thought it was January already, but it's not. It's January. And so, yes, lots of ways to help us remember and value God's gift of life, to give thanks to God for this gift of life. And that's really what these marches are about, right?
They are. It's not just about abortion, mm-hmm. although that is a very important life issue. But it really is, like you said, to celebrate and give thanks to God for his gift of life.
Some think of, think of a bunch of people gathering in Washington, D.C. or San Francisco as well, or other cities around the country, and they might think of it as people shouting and yelling things and kind of an angry protest, but that's not what this is at all.
No, it's not. It's very positive, very life-affirming. Mm-hmm. You see people of all ages, from infants to elderly, all there together with the common cause of celebrating life.
It's celebrating life and really proclaiming whose life is, who is the giver, who is the author of life, and who determines what is valuable.
Right.
In this country, and around the world too, but in this culture, we've become a culture that almost a culture of death, and we think that we have the authority to decide what life is, which lives are valuable, which lives are not valuable. And that certainly God's word has so much more to say about life. We're not the judges of whether or not a life is valuable. How do we, on a daily basis, regard life? And that's important. And so the message that's proclaimed at these marches for life really point to the one who creates life, who gives life, the author of life.
It is. And Life Ministry really touches on all parts of life. It covers mm-hmm. disability ministry, mm-hmm. End-of-life issues, abortion issues, marriage, family. So like you said, all stages, all people.
I'm glad you mentioned marriage and family. We often think of that as a social construct, but it's by God's design, and that is part of the structure of life.
Right.
And what God has given. God has given this design for family, and that's how life begins, this design for family with husband and wife. And so when we go to a March for Life, or any time we take a stand for life, when we take a stand for marriage and the gift that it is from God and the design that it is from God, that's also proclaiming life, isn't it?
It is.
So you're headed to...
I'm headed to San Francisco.
San Francisco,
a little bit warmer. Be there on Saturday, January 23rd, with the big LCMS Life Ministry banner. Mm-hmm. So anyone who is in the area is welcome to come and join us.
Wow. And San Francisco, will you see some of the sites? What location? Do you know where it's going to be in San Francisco? Do you know anything about where you're going?
I have never been to San Francisco, but we are meeting at Civic Center Plaza. That's uh-huh. where the march begins. And we'll be there beginning at 11 o'clock. The rally starts at noon and the march begins at 1.
Now, I've never been to San Francisco, sad to say. I don't know if I've been to the coast, the West Coast. I guess I've been out to the national parks, but I've not been to San Francisco. I'm thinking, when I picture San Francisco in my head, I'm picturing like giant hills.
I think I
do you have a hill to climb?
See. I don't know. We will see. It's about a mile and a half. But I was in contact with the march organizers who assure me they will have resting stations for those who need to stop and rest and really trying to make it as easy as possible.
Right. This is a march for life, right. Not a march to bring on a faster. It's kind of like when I was training, I was on a trail run one day and my running partner, a friend who recently got his EMT certification, I said, my goal with running here is to improve my quality of life, not bring me closer to the end of it. So let me rest once in a while. Okay, so a good healthy walk with a chance for some rests along the way.
Right.
So even if there are some hills. We're prepared to give you a chance to rest.
If you're closer to the East Coast, mm-hmm. on Friday the 22nd, there will be the annual March for Life in Washington, D.C. We'll also have LCMS Life Ministry there. And there is a wonderful opportunity at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in mm-hmm. Alexandria, Virginia. They are hosting divine service at 9 a.m. and then everyone will travel together to the march.
That's just outstanding. And I loved talking with Pastor Esket mm-hmm. At Emmanuel about his involvement and this tradition that they have of hosting divine service for everyone before you go out, brave the cold,
right.
and the march or shuffle for life, as as many have said, but to gather around God's gifts, His Word, sacraments, to receive that before going out to tell the good news. That's how we are equipped to tell the good news, to proclaim this truth that God is the giver of life, as He comes to us in Word and sacrament. What a great way to start this!
It is, and. For those people who maybe can't make it to mm-hmm. either coast, just want to encourage everyone. Most communities or states have their own local event mm-hmm. around the anniversary of Roe versus Wade, to find out and just get involved in that. Even in your own congregation, we mm-hmm. have resources for Life Sunday, which is traditionally the third Sunday in January. If you go online to our website, you can download some things and just use them in your own congregation.
Well, very good. I know I saw in one of the regional or district newsletters that Chicago has a march coming up around
that
time.
Missouri does as well. Most states do.
Do you know where the Missouri march is?
In Jefferson City.
Oh yeah, the capital. Mm-hmm. Very good. Mm-hmm. And I know some districts now have district life coordinators. They might be a good resource to find out about those things as well.
It's about 35, maybe between 30 and 35 districts have a district life coordinator who mm-hmm. is there to kind of facilitate life issues in the district. And they're a great resource.
So your district office may have information on a March for Life that's being right. organized mm-hmm. in your district. Well, that's a helpful resource as well. How do we find the resources? You mentioned Life Sunday. How do we find resources for that or information on the March for Life?
If you go to lcms.org/life, mm-hmm. There are several tabs. One is the March for Life. One is Life Sunday. There's links to other things, our Life Library, some mm-hmm. other wonderful resources. You can just go there and find everything you need.
Well, that's pretty easy to remember. lcms.org/life. Mm-hmm. That's pretty easy. I think I could find that. I could remember that. Now, I know this is not a conference year. How frequently do we have the LCMS Life Conference?
Every other year.
So next year.
We're already planning for next year in Washington, D.C. Be 3 days mm-hmm. In conjunction with the march. A wonderful opportunity to come take part in the march and then listen to some speakers, do some learning. Really doing some planning. It's going to be quite bigger than mm-hmm. what it was. Some breakout sessions, really some wonderful things planned for next year.
Great speakers last time. Mm-hmm. So I know that you're going to line up some great speakers for the next one as well.
Yeah.
I know Dr. Donna Harrison mm-hmm. from the American Association for Pro-Life OBGYNs. And, you know, they have a conference. I'm going to try to make it to that. The APLOG and American College of Pediatricians, both pro-life organizations, right. have a conference coming up at the end of February. I'm going to try to make it to that.
Right.
And,
we also, on the LCMS Life Committee, is Carol Tobias. She's mm-hmm. the president of National Right to Life. Was able to go to her conference last year. So really some wonderful LCMS leaders
yeah.
out there speaking for life.
That's great. That's encouraging to hear, not just in LCMS circles, but right. in the public arena, you know, out in the public square, taking a stand for life and speaking the truth about life. in a world that, in a culture that, as I mentioned earlier, is just a culture of death that really focuses on self-centered things and all about what is important to me rather than what is important in the Word of God.
Right.
All right. So resources, lcms.org/life, the San Francisco March, January 23rd.
On Saturday.
Saturday morning. Is it morning?
It is. Well, 11 a.m. we'll be there.
Yeah, that's close enough. So,
and then the DC March on Friday, the 22nd.
And there's Divine Service at Emmanuel.
At 9 a.m.
If someone, for some reason, can't make it to the Divine Service, is there another place that you're meeting up or just...
You can meet on the mall, the Capitol mm-hmm. Mall, where everyone will be gathered. We have huge purple and white banners. They say LCMS Life Ministry. They're
okay.
Very easy to find, even in the crowd. Just go mm-hmm. and look for that.
Now, in the past, we've had the bright neon green, neon yellow hats, the sock caps or beanies, whatever you want to call them. Anything cool this year?
Yes, we'll still have our green hats. So you can look for the green hats. They say March for Life with the LCMS. In San Francisco, we do have some of the little string backpacks, same green color.
Don't need the sock caps there.
We didn't think you'd need stocking caps, we hope. So you can look for those and a really visible presence.
Sure, yeah. These backpacks are brightly colored as well. So same color as the caps. So that's a neat idea. I like them. These are neat. Well, that'll be a great way to identify one another out there as well. Well, find more information, lcms.org/life. Anything else for January coming up that we need to know about?
That is it for January. In April, we will have an event at the St. Louis Seminary, mm-hmm. Concentrating on mental illness in the church for pastors, congregations, families who are experiencing mental illness. So be looking for more information on that. And then we're gearing up for the National Youth Gathering in July.
Absolutely. Now, I know we're going to talk with the director of LCMS Life Ministry, Stephanie Neugebauer, and I think Pastor Todd Peppercorn about mm-hmm. the mental illness topics coming up, preparing for that in April. We're going to talk with them fairly soon, I think in the next couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Tracy, for coming over and spending some time with me in the studio. Always great to talk about LCMS Life and Health Ministries. Glad to have this time with you.
Thanks for having me.
A blessed new year coming up in just a little bit. We're going to study the daily New Testament reading with Pastor Sean Linnell from Trinity Lutheran Church in Blair, Nebraska. We'll take a look at Luke chapter 3 today. Hope you can join us for that and more his time all right after the break here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.